of surprised because you haven't had a large body of work, so that maybe you don't have the reputation other people do, played two seasons or three?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be that. It's always going to be a question mark. You know, like I said, I haven't won the big game. You know, I haven't really done much. You know, I'm just doing what I can with what I've been given. You know, that's all I can do. I mean, I can't play six games if I only had five. So I just did my best in the five games I had.
What was it like when that deal went on?
I mean, there were 40 other quarterbacks there. We really didn't know much about it. You know, I was just working on my game and helping the kids. You know, I didn't even know he was gone until everybody told me when I came back. When we did the air out competition, he wasn't there. So
you just happened to fall behind the guy racking up the most yards in Michigan history. Was there ever a point where you started to think, yeah, this might not happen for me?
I mean, there's always doubt. You know, you just, but you know, Denard and my brothers and my mom, they all reassured me that, you know, my time will come. You know, sometimes just be ready when you get that opportunity. You know, that's the biggest thing I feel like young guys make a mistake of doing, is they're so bitter they're not getting the opportunity to play, you know, when you're so highly recruited and things like that, that they don't work on their game, and when the opportunity comes, they let it slip away. And that was Denard's message. He always told me to not let my dream slip away when I get the opportunity.
Did you ever think, I mean, even if you didn't verbalize it to anyone, did you ever think, well, that's an offense over there that could work for me, or that's the place that I could go?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You always look at other offenses like, man, I'm better than that quarterback, you know. But you never know. The grass isn't always green on the other side. So that's just something that, you know, as a young guy, you're going to think about that, no doubt. But it's not something that you act on.
How big of a luxury is it for you to get Taylor back and leaving that offensive line?
It's that exactly a luxury. You know, I get to hang out a little longer in the pocket, you know, than I maybe would have been able to. You know, he's such a great offensive lineman, and in my opinion, the greatest offensive lineman in the country. And he would have been the number one draft pick. So I'm really excited to have an NFL tackle to protect me against college guys.
Now, what do you think of this fashion style, what he's wearing here today?
I like it. You know, he's a little 50s, you know, it's his deal. You know, that's a very large suit, a lot of cloth, so I don't know how long it took him to make it. But, you know, it looks nice. You know, I like his suspenders and everything.
How much of a luxury is it for you to get the reps throughout the spring and, you know, going through the summer, just knowing that you're the number one guy?
Great for me, you know, because I only played five games at quarterback, and you know, it was just great to get a lot of chemistry with my teammates.
How difficult was it for you to make that transition back? Weren't you originally a quarterback before you?
Yeah.
So how was it making the transition back to quarterback last season?
I mean, it was fine. You know, I never forgot how to play quarterback. You know, I only played receiver for 8 games, and I played quarterback for 17 years, or however long I was playing football. So, I mean, it was rough for me to go to receiver, but going back to quarterback was like a relief. And only thing that was kind of rough for me was just getting all the run checks, you know, all the things that have been different since I've been playing receivers.
I got to ask, Cal, when you, I'm sure when you think back at Outback Bowl, everybody talks about that hit, and I'm sure you probably turn on Sports Center, you see it every day. How sick does it make you just constantly seeing it every day over and over?
I mean, I feel like it's being blown out of proportion. You know, when a guy isn't blocked, I'm pretty sure he can make a great play like that. You know, it was on our part, it was a missed block, missed assignment, and, you know, it's frustrating to see that, but, you know, it happens. And then they try to turn it around and say it was a legal hit. It was a legal hit. He hit him, and, you know, that's what happened.
What's Taylor like off the field in the locker room? Because, I mean, in the 10 minutes I spent with him, very joking. He's talked about, you know, kind of getting Brady his own time. What's he like off the field?
I mean, he's a great guy. You know, he's cool to hang out with, very loose, as you probably can see. You know, he's just a fun guy to hang out with.
Does he have that switch that when it's game time that he kind of turns into kind of a meaner person you need to be?
I'm pretty sure you guys seen it. If you guys watched him play at all, you can see that he's not joking at all on that field. And he proved it in the last game when he played against the perceived best player in the country. And that guy didn't touch me once. So I'm pretty sure you guys can see how serious he is about his job.
What have you got this offseason now that working quarterback in the whole offseason you weren't able to get?
I got an opportunity to get chemistry with my guys.
Yeah.
You know, that's the biggest thing.
It seemed like you had pretty good chemistry with Jeremy last year.
Yeah, Jeremy's just been there all, and we've been working together when we're both not playing. You know, we've always been throwing to each other, so that was kind of unfair. But, you know, I've been able to work with him, and Jeremy didn't participate as much in spring, so I got a chance to work with all the receivers.
When did that start? You and Jeremy working when you weren't playing?
When I was a freshman.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
we both knew nobody wanted to throw to, and nobody wanted to throw to Jeremy, and then nobody wanted to catch from me. So.
When Jeremy came in as a freshman, he was seen as more of a returner. How much did he want to get on the field as a
always looked like a good receiver to me. I don't know if anybody else thought so, but I thought he was a really good receiver, and he always wanted to be a receiver. I don't ever remember him saying that he just wanted to be a returner.
How often would you guys go out? What would you do?
Oh, basically every day. Yeah. Sometimes twice a day.
Yeah. You go out to the championship?
Yeah, out in the field.
And what would you do? How long would you be out?
Store routes, an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours sometimes. Keep you really tired after. I wouldn't be that tired. I mean, he can stretch the field, you know, and make big plays. You know, he's just going to be exciting to watch.
I'm not as familiar. How much quarterback did you play, you know, the first 2 months of the season last year? Were you still doing quarterback drills?
No.
So you just picked up.
I was taking snaps, and that's about it.
You were taking snaps, but you weren't throwing? Or
no.
You weren't sitting in the meetings or anything like that?
No. I sit in some meetings, but not all of them.
So how much of an adjustment was it, you know, that first week in November when you had to be the guy?
I mean, it was adjustment just from the aspect of getting us in the right place for run game and things like that, but I never forgot how to play quarterback. So playing quarterback is something I've been doing my whole life, and I played receiver for 8 games, so it's not like receiver had taken over my entire life.
When you